It seems like almost yesterday that Union troops under General William Tecumseh Sherman were moving south against Atlanta. General Kirby Smith, commander of the Confederate Trans-Mississippi Department, saw Missouri as a place to strike a blow at the Union by threatening St. Louis. This, he believed, would force the transfer of Union troops from Atlanta, saving that vital supply center. General Sterling Price, a former governor of Missouri, was selected to lead the expedition, and in early September of 1864, assembled 12,000 troops in Pocahontas, Arkansas, and moved into Missouri, heading toward the small mining town of Pilot Knob. There, Price believed he could gain control of the St. Louis and Iron Mountain Railroad, providing access to St. Louis. It seemed a swift and easy plan to alter the course of the war. By September 25, the Confederate forces were gathered near Fredericktown and preparing to move on Pilot Knob. In anticipation of the Confederate assault, General Thomas Ewing and a contingent of Iowa volunteers arrived at Fort Davidson, a small earthen fort close to Pilot Knob. At approximately 2 p.m. on September 27, Confederate cannon fire from the top of Shepherd Mountain and a frontal assault upon Fort Davidson resulted in a brief but intense engagement, with many casualties. Price's Confederates pulled back to regroup, while Ewing held a council of war, culminating in a midnight decision to evacuate the fort. Within 2 hours, Union men and supplies were out of Fort Davidson and moving north towards Leesburg. The Battle of Pilot Knob was over. St. Louis was not threatened, and Atlanta was burned. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichols.